Thank you, David, and welcome all. It's a pleasure to be here with you all again, and I'm so glad to be here once again in Edmonton at the Canadian Hydrogen Convention. Thank you to the Province of Alberta, the City of Edmonton, Edmonton Global, and DMG Events for hosting and leading such a fantastic event. I know you all were expecting my boss and CEO, Seifi Ghedsami, to be here today. Perhaps no one more than me, since I just found this out. But in any case, you're stuck with me for a little while, so let's make some lemonade. But in all seriousness, it's an honor and a privilege for Air Products to be here with you all, and for me personally to have the opportunity to address such a distinguished group of world climate leaders. That's right, you are all world climate leaders, helping to set us on a new course, ensuring that our future energy supply will be both secure and carbon-free. Over the next 2 days, we'll be talking about accelerating Canada's hydrogen future, something that is of the utmost importance to solving climate crisis and very much aligned with the goals of Air Products and our higher purpose, to create innovative solutions that benefit the environment, enhance sustainability, and address the challenges facing customers, communities, and the world. And there is no more debate. Hydrogen must and will play a role in solving the climate crisis. And we are all focused on accelerating hydrogen deployment and generating a cleaner future for Canada and the world. But this is in no way an easy task. For the first time in our history, we are facing an energy transition that is not economically driven, but one that must be driven by our collective will. And if we do not change our behavior, we will be leaving behind a planet on a path to inhabitability. This means that over the next 25 years, we must remake the world's energy infrastructure system, something that took us more than 150 years to build. There are very few historical analogies approximating the effort required to make this transition. But as the proverb goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, or I should reference kilometers, my apologies. We need trillions of dollars of investment. We need to invest in new manufacturing and build out supply chains and expand our trained workforce. We need hydrogen. We need it to decarbonize heavy industry. We need it to decarbonize heavy-duty transportation. We need it to decarbonize other hard-to-abate sectors of the economy. And we need this now. There is no other option. It is first movers, both companies and countries, that will lead the development of the global clean energy market and enable the path to reaching net zero by 2050. Air Products is very proud to be such a first mover. Building on our position as a leading gray supplier of gray hydrogen today, we have made an investment commitment of $15 billion U.S. dollars to execute several of the largest clean hydrogen projects around the world. These include a clean hydrogen energy facility in Louisiana, a green hydrogen project with our partners in Saudi Arabia, and a hydropower-based green project in New York State. We also are driving forward with renewable energy and hydrogen production facilities in different parts of Europe. And as you know, our industry-leading commitment also includes our multi-billion dollar landmark net zero hydrogen energy complex right here in Alberta. You can hear more about that project tomorrow when my colleague Rachel Smith will be on this stage. We already operate 3 hydrogen production facilities in Alberta and have a 55-kilometer hydrogen pipeline connecting the industrial heartland. We also operate a hydrogen production facility, a 30-kilometer pipeline network, and liquefaction facility in Sarnia, Ontario. As a global company operating in over 50 countries, we do have a lot of choice in terms of where we invest. So why are we intentionally choosing to do more in Canada? Because we see in Canada all the right ingredients to be a global leader in the energy transition: abundant natural resources, world-leading energy industrial technical expertise, and highly talented people focused on creating generational jobs, a strong history of technological leadership that supports investment, and a deep commitment to the environment and protecting future generations. And we have a forward-thinking government that is committed to driving the transition to clean energy, hydrogen energy forward. We can see the beneficial impact of supportive policies having increasing clean hydrogen, underscored by programs like the Strategic Innovation Fund and Clean Hydrogen Investment Tax Credit. Here in Alberta, which was the first jurisdiction in North America to put a price on carbon, we have the TIER system. These represent visionary leadership to move humanity forward. They show what is possible when committed companies and governments align to drive the energy transition. Canada has one more advantage that gets often overlooked, especially here in Edmonton. I think the last time I hear it was there was a blizzard because it's so cold. It's also a huge company, a country with immense distances to travel, which means we need trucks, trains, and buses that can travel hundreds of kilometers in extreme temperatures, and for that, we need hydrogen. That's why Air Products is also taking the next vital steps to support hydrogen infrastructure and fueling. We want to help Western Canada reach that ambitious goal of getting 5,000 hydrogen vehicles on the road in only 5 years. With that, my company has some big news this morning. I'm proud to announce today that Air Products will build a network of permanent, commercial-scale, multimodal hydrogen refueling stations stretching from Edmonton to Calgary in support of this vision. Last year, we announced our first station in Edmonton. The additional permanent refueling stations will help develop a hydrogen highway spanning Alberta's major economic corridor and connecting its two largest cities. This network of stations is not small-scale or temporary pilot projects. This is a permanent hydrogen refueling station infrastructure at scale. Each station will be capable of fueling hundreds of trucks or thousands of cars each day. The fueling time and experience will be similar to what we're all used to in our traditional transportation fuels experience. Why are we making Alberta a global leader in hydrogen fueling infrastructure? Because we are seeing demand signals for hydrogen in Canada. Hydrogen is gaining momentum here because the right framework is here and because hydrogen makes sense here. Beyond having the right framework, equally important is empowering citizens, empowering consumers to participate in and accelerate the clean energy transformation. After all, real difference to be made lies with consumers. Policy is driven by public opinion. When end users drive the demand for clean hydrogen, that is when we will truly be able to decarbonize the world. We are confident this is the right place to build new net zero hydrogen supply and a network of stations to get that hydrogen into vehicles. Alberta has been a global energy leader for decades. Western Canada is a place of optimism, opportunity, and entrepreneurship. Air Products is proud to have operated in Canada for 50 years, and we are excited about what's to come right here in this city and this province. So I challenge you all today as world climate leaders, all of you who do business in the Alberta Economic Corridor of Edmonton to Calgary, if you believe in a hydrogen economy, it's time to look at a hydrogen vehicle purchase and conversion because the supply is coming soon. Let's get those 5,000 vehicles on the road and take them for a spin. Thank you again for this opportunity to speak today. We are all very excited about the role Canada is playing in accelerating the energy transition, and Air Products is very proud to be on that journey with you. I know the entire Air Products Canada team is working hard every day to drive to net zero. We are with you every step of the way. Thank you, and have a wonderful conference.